The next patient is Gregory Nason. The last name is N like in November, A, S like in Sierra, O, N like in November, Gregory. This is a clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3BA2. The patient has an established diagnosis by biopsy of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, perihilar variant, with moderate interstitial fibrosis and vascular sclerosis and thinning of the glomerular basement membrane, period. The most recent laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that went up to 1.88, estimated GFR is 40 from 43, and albumin 4.2, liver function test with the normal limits, and serum electrolytes with the normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio has remained flat between 300 and 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, this time 371. Interestingly, this is the first time that the hemoglobin is down to 13. The patient is completely asymptomatic. By taking into consideration the diagnosis and the progression of the disease, we think that he will be benefit from the administration of ACTHAR, A-C-T-H-A-R. We explained to the patient the trials that and between 40 and 45% of the patients decrease the progression of the FSGS, and most importantly, keep the proteinuria under control. Period. He was not a candidate for SGLT2 or Kerendia because of the potassium elevation. Period. The patient is following a strict diet regarding the potassium. Period. Papers were signed and sent for approval of the insurance. Number two, hyperkalemia is under control. Number three, the patient has arterial hypertension with a history of BMI that is around 24, blood pressure 110 over 70. Following number, the patient has a history of seizure disorder that is without manifestations and is controlled with the administration of Keppra. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with allopurinol. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Period. Reviewing the kidney biopsy and the laboratory workup and compare with the prior determinations, we spent 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes. Revaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.